Episode 549, July 19th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday!
We are back. We are rebranded. It's a reboot. It's new. It's better than ever. It's not the Rob and Joe show tonight. It's the Rob and Jeremy show, as in Jeremy Woodworth. Good evening, Jeremy.
No, it's actually me, Joe. I'm just kidding. I'm actually Joe tonight. I'll do the whole program like this. And first, I'm going to start by complaining about my dad.
Ah, good start, Jeremy. It is... believe it or not, the 10th anniversary of us doing the Rob and Joe show. And you would think, Robbie, that Joe would want to be here for that. You would think, right?
Yeah, one would think, but he didn't know it was coming up until last week.
And I got to say, as much as I'd like to shit on Joe for that, I believe that's sort of on you to let us know that that was coming. We could have built this up. We could have turned it into something.
Yeah, we could have.
Kind of like the
instead we have Jeremy.
it's like the anniversary was with my real wife, which I ignore.
How many
I'm
years?
Be divorced soon.
How many years is that?
10 years.
So it's the. So, is it coming up? Should Joe go hang out with your wife on your 10-year anniversary?
Hell to make, yeah, man!
To make it right.
Yeah, man. Cuck me. I can't get it on with her anymore. I don't have a job. So, I'm not a person anymore.
I think that's only fair. So you set up dinner reservations, and then Joe just shows up.
Yeah, but I get to watch.
Well, okay, whatever. All right, you want to watch Joe Robinson bang your wife. Is that what you're saying right now on the Rob and Joe show?
Yeah, wait till he meets her.
Robbie, just from listening to Jeremy in our little pre-show just his energy level, are your expectations, have they been raised or have they been lowered for how tonight's going to go?
Oh, they're right on par.
Both Rob and Joe have told me the wrong thing. Just be myself.
Well, Joe texted me, said, make sure you beat Jeremy to Gramps. I pulled up, and Jeremy, you just got here. Gramps was opening the door. You hadn't walked in yet. So we walked in at the same time. So I dodged that bullet. He immediately offered us some Orange Crush, some little pre-made Devil's Backbone Brewery. Little drinks here. They're delicious.
Yeah, no Crown Royal.
You pounded one in about 2 minutes. You said you were nervous.
A little bit.
Okay, in order for you to be nervous, there have to be some stakes riding on tonight. And you realize that there's no stakes. Like, if you could be the greatest podcast personality of all time and nothing will change, versus, or you could be horrible. You just go back to your life.
I just wanted a little bit of chemistry between us because I think we're kind of the same. I'm not the Joe. We're like double Robs tonight. So.
It is double Rob. We are very similar. You also Facebook messaged me about should I get there at 6:30? I told you 7:15, but you really wanted to be early. And do we do show prep talk? Like, you were ready to really to get into this.
Yeah, well, I'm a virgin to the podcast, so.
I think it's funny that you think we do like an hour of prep before we do the show.
Yeah, you sit down with a round table in the dark with like kind of like Dr. Strangelove. Mm-hmm. Which jokes shall we do tonight? Will we tell the one about the dick or the balls?
Yep, here you are. Graham said that he said that you look different. What do you think he was referring
to? I shaved.
You shaved?
That I'm 2 years older since I've seen
okay.
him. Okay. Or three.
He doesn't look any older.
He looks exactly the same.
Of course he does. So I have a nice picture of you two. We'll post it on our Facebook. What's going on in chat tonight? Do we have some good people in here?
I know we got Buffy64.
Why don't you read off who's here?
It's my old girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Like literally? Or that someone knows that's her name?
I called her my girlfriend even though we never really went out. He was my cousin's old girlfriend.
Okay, but that's somebody pretending to be that person. That's not.
No, that's her. It's definitely her.
That's definitely. Okay, because you posted on Facebook you were coming on the show.
I told her to listen tonight.
So now you're definitely nervous.
No.
Okay. All right.
I was wondering who that was.
Who else we got, Robbie?
Oh, by the way, she used to be an on-air person called Buffy on Rock 103 back in the 80s.
Oh,
or
nice.
Maybe the 90s, early 90s when Rock 103 was around.
Why is that funny? So you laugh.
It's a dead station. It was only on for like 2-3 years.
You've literally in 20 minutes made about 6 references I don't get.
I know, but it was a long time ago.
Okay.
So. She was on air, and she was popular for her day.
Right. But now you've had a drink and a half. This is 10% alcohol, so you've really had about 3 drinks.
Ooh.
Are you're no longer nervous?
No, I'm not.
Because I'm getting nervous. So, yes.
Turn it down now. Simmer down.
Who else we got in chat?
Gramps is back, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Bench warmer, of course. Dance for Lisa.
Mm. Good horse.
100. 111 week itch.
Yes.
JL hates kids. Snazzy Hector. Sin-in-law. Andrew the Younger. Boomer. That one's a new one. Who's Boomer?
I don't know.
Must be a show reference.
I don't remember.
What it was. And Pondering Habitat.
Smart.
Habitant.
Could be secretly.
Where's Mac Berkson? Because, you know,
he's a big fan of Jeremy.
Well, not only is he a big fan, but he helped make this happen. First of all, he threw out the idea, and he contributed $15. Joe matched it, and I matched it. You were handed $45 tonight for your appearance.
And I mentioned cigars in my song. So.
You did mention that. You also have another song, which we hope to get to if we're not too busy.
Hells yeah.
Yes, but it's an honor to have you on, Jeremy.
It's
Robbie,
an honor to be here.
Well, thank you. Robbie, when we started this 10 years ago, if you saw a crystal ball in 10 years, here we are sitting in your childhood home, and it's me and Jeremy, what would you be thinking?
What do you mean? If you told me that was going to happen 10 years ago?
You would think something went horribly wrong, right?
Yes.
Joe's dead. He died.
Would you think that this possibly was Joe? That he just gained a lot of weight?
No.
I could see it. He's bald. I could see that.
Should we mention something really dark and horrible?
Well, you're going to.
The reason the Don and Mike show died was pretty much because his wife died on the way to Ocean City.
Okay, yeah, I Frida was a big fan. I remember that well, yes.
Yeah, and I don't think Don ever recovered from
hard.
That, and it was just hard. I don't think he could be on the radio for a week.
Hard, too. What brought that on? The Ocean City?
The Joes went down to Ocean City.
Okay.
That was a dark turn.
Yeah, it was a dark.
No, I was a big fan of Don and Mike.
So was I. The initial leader in the name clubhouse of the episode is Dark Turn.
Can I mention my favorite Mike O'Mara bit?
You can.
That would be the Harry Potter series of reading Harry Potter books online.
You know, I was in Salisbury for a show that I plugged on last week's show, and we had a fan come out, Robbie, a fan that knows us from Mike O'Mara show, Vaughn. Shout out to Vaughn. He's a big fan of the Rob and Joe show.
Hi, Vaughn.
And his wife came out, and we had a good comedy show, a good time. And he asked me, he said, who's going to be on the show for Joe? And I said, Jeremy, and he got really excited.
Ooh, Vaughn.
Yes.
Thanks, Vaughn.
So you have some fans.
What's wrong with that guy?
I've been on this show for a whole, minute or two on the phone, so.
Well, no.
Except for the songs.
Your songs. You've been getting a lot of run the last 6 months. So he was very excited to hear that we've got you on. And I said to him, I said, you're actually even weirder than we make you out to be. And he goes, you mean the guy that dressed up like a clown and talks about raping children is weirder? I go, okay, maybe you have a handle on him. So,
by the way, my brother had one stipulation when we went out this weekend. Don't bring your rape shirts.
Yes. That's a general rule, I think, for every time you leave the house. But to each.
By the way, my biggest fan bought a T-shirt and made me take a picture of it. She's like, don't take a picture of the back. Because I was raped once. And I was like, damn, but you still wear the shirt. That's what I was raped by.
Where did you meet your biggest fan?
At Monster Mania. Did I say she? Yeah, well, she was raped, so. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I won't mention her name.
So. All right.
Can we bleep that?
I mean, it's
sure.
Her it story. It's,
edit out. Edit out.
We don't know her name. I don't even know if this is real.
It's just getting darker and darker.
It is darker and darker.
Welcome to the Robin Hell Show.
Okay. All right.
How about no more rape mentions or people's deaths?
Okay. No more rape and dying.
Well, come on. Dying, that's going to be hard for Jeremy.
Well, I mentioned
Jeremy, his phone beeps whenever the local news, whenever a murder happens in Baltimore, he gets a notification.
It's hard to believe there's ever a shooting in Baltimore.
Yeah, it is hard to believe. All right. Well, thank you, Vaughn. It was great meeting you, and I hope you hope you're getting your money's worth here with Jeremy. Now, Eric had told me back in the day that you had gotten the sweet gig of living in the basically basement/rental property underneath your mother's home.
Moving back into my mom's basement.
Right, which he said was a pretty sweet gig.
Yes.
And now, of course, you don't live there anymore. You live in a rat-infested place. But you told me that your mom kicked you out because you were a hoarder?
More than that, just a slob.
Okay, I believe
I've never the hoarder that my dad was, who was definitely could have been on the actual hoarding show.
All right.
And was getting towards actual trenches in his house before it burned down.
What is your go-to hoarding thing? Right? Do you have old TV guides? What do you have?
Mine is
victims.
Guitars. Okay. But when you have your shit in boxes, the boxes just pile up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, some of the shows are people that are actually organized and are not total slobs with, like, garbage everywhere and a kitchen full of just garbage.
Right.
And where if you had a trash bag, this wouldn't look half as bad. So
is it clutter or is it actual, like, mess?
There was actually clutter because I definitely loved going to yard sales and just buying crap because it was cheap.
Gotcha.
That's the biggest sin of all. So
what are you going to take the $45 from tonight and buy?
Straight into the gas tank.
Okay. All right. That's
remember we had another guest on the show, Rob, a long time ago, who talked about a parent who had a hoarder.
Yeah, Norman. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It's his who's moved back in and now is, well, I can't talk
you,
about
you know
that.
What my favorite online show is? Hoarders with a W. Hoarders.
I get it. We got it. Yeah.
Get it? Because it sounds like hoarders?
I get it. Yeah. Oh, man. This is Joe. Don't ever leave us again.
Don't leave us with this madman. Now, he's drinking now.
You told me you're starting a temp job tomorrow. By the way, the idea of you doing a temporary job, it's very fitting. Any job
like,
for you
like
is
I've
temporary.
Done for 2 years.
Right. Any job you have is temporary. Like, this is a temporary gig.
Like, wow. Now that he's working here, how do we get rid of him? Hopefully, I'll be working another warehouse job, working a pallet jack, which, by the way, I was known at Aerotech for my pallet jack song.
You were writing songs at Aerotech?
Yes. Right.
Who would hear these songs?
The guy who was helping me, my main recruiter who got me three jobs, he passed it around at work. And all of a sudden, I talked to somebody else at Aerotech. Are you the pallet jack driver song guy? Like, yeah. And I did a song that sounded kind of like Gary Numan in Cars. And it's like, I'm a pallet jack driver. Really, really goofy. Really,
I think we'd like
fun.
To hear that, wouldn't we, Robbie?
I don't have it with me.
Well, you have your guitar right here.
There's no way I could play that. It was mostly keyboard.
That's
my few.
You play the keys too?
Of course, I got a nice, sweet Yamaha synthesizer.
Is there anything you can't do, Jeremy, other than keep a job? So what do you?
Give me a second. All right. Yes, yes.
You're working a warehouse temp job tomorrow.
Hopefully, if I get there early enough, I will be in line for it versus the last two times where I came one minute late and lost the job.
What time do you have to get there?
6:30 a.m.
That is early.
Yes.
So if you get there, you start working right away?
At 8 o'clock, hopefully.
All right.
And hopefully it won't be a 100-degree day.
Do you have like a forklift license or do you need?
Yes. I got certified in November.
You're a certified forklift.
And still haven't gotten a job.
Okay. But you're trying to get the main job.
To get any job that's over $15 an hour as opposed to McDonald's.
Well, tonight you're making $45 an hour.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, so are you going to put this on your resume?
I would.
Okay. Do you have a resume?
I call them resumes. Resumes.
But seriously, you have a regular work resume?
I do have an acting headshot, too.
You have an act. Okay, what's on your acting bio resume?
Definitely the Killer Clown Meets the Candyman.
Mm-hmm. Is that the number one? Like in your IMDb, you go to like Tom Cruise, it'll give, you know, it'll say like Top Gun, Mission Impossible, all the big ones.
I hate to say one of them I don't want to mention because it is.
It has the R word in it?
We can't. No, okay. It's one of the most, any of his movies are so controversial, he is the most controversial director of all time.
Michael Chamberlain?
No, his name's Beelzebub.
Okay.
Because if anybody sees that movie in Baltimore, I might get beaten up.
All right, well, we'll let our internet sleuths take a gander at that.
Yeah, anybody that sees it, like, God help you if you actually see any clips from that movie.
Move on from that. Yeah. So the Killer Clown, that's your goat. That's the number one.
Meets the Candyman.
The Candyman. And you play the Killer Clown.
By the way, last week, my co-star, he calls me up. Did you see the story? One of the kids from our movie just died.
I knew there'd be more death.
But guess this.
Okay.
Because all of his friends were super Hollywood elites, he's getting tweets from Schwarzenegger's son, Paris Hilton, and the daughter of who's that super hot chick from that movie? Gosh, she's a supermodel. McPherson?
Elle McPherson?
Not Elle McPherson, the other one.
Jesus.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, and a supermodel's kid was going out
Heidi
with him.
Klum?
No, the top three. She's
Cindy Crawford.
Crawford. Cindy Crawford's kid was tweeting about his death.
How old is this kid?
This kid was only 21.
Okay.
When he did our movie, he was 18. Well, the story says that he was at a party. And
all right.
He woke up on the couch the next day, and he wasn't there.
And so. He was in this movie with you.
Yes, he was one of the kids.
How come he went on, he had all these friends, and your friends are Joe and I.
He's California, and this is just an indie film that we do in Jersey with this director named Pete Jackalone, who does other, you know, small indie films.
When you do the Killer Clown Candyman?
Meets the Candyman.
Is this role written for you, or do you have to audition?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Oh, he hired me out to begin with, but he started off with shorts.
All right.
And this was like a full movie that my buddy Edward X helped cultivate.
Somebody sat in their living room, office, whatever, thought I'm writing a movie centered around a role that Jeremy Woodworth is born to play.
Well, Gacy. Well, Gacy's popular. He's still popular.
Gotcha.
The other thing is they just put out a series on network. Mm-hmm. Talking about the Killer Clown and the Candyman, but it didn't mention our movie, and it wasn't any role live playing. It was all documentary style, just on Gacy, and well, it actually wasn't that much documentary, but they showed real footage mostly.
Is it fair to say that John Wayne Gacy's life has been a positive for you in your life?
Man, that serial killer has done so much for my career.
And you think it wouldn't get darker, Robbie?
I'm thankful for all of his murders.
I mean, do you feel pressure to at least somehow make those murders not sting as much if you can do something inspired by him to put out some great work?
I think I've only been harangued by one person who said they lived near that neighborhood and what I was doing was wrong. And when I conversed back with them on YouTube, I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. This guy's a dick for trying to be Gacy. So.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
I just agree
now,
with them.
I asked you this before the show. I wanted to, if you ran into a ton of money and you could make your own movie, finance it, do the whole thing. You don't need to get any green lit. You do it yourself. Do you have an idea in mind?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Top
five?
Yeah, well, let's just throw out a few.
Well, of course, Baby Eater, which only was...
Okay, slow down. Baby Eater, I've heard this before.
One be called Glory Days.
Well, let's talk about Baby Eater.
Well, Baby Eater, of
course.
What's
the premise?
I already started 15% of that with my brother about a guy who runs a barbecue stand, but he's unsuccessful until he starts actually selling babies.
Okay.
As baby back ribs.
All right. And this is a horror or a dark comedy?
It's obviously a dark comedy.
Okay.
And I was going to do the same joke over and over again through the real film, but, video. And
right.
And of course, the tagline for the movie is Baby Eater, the worst taste in horror.
I like it. Who would play the guy that's has the stand?
The stand? That's of course Eric, my brother.
Eric. So Eric is
he is the baby.
Eric. He's not eating babies, but he's just selling babies.
I really tried to get Chris Restivo to play his brother in the movie, and of course he's like, "This is stupid shit. Why do I want to be part of this?
I mean,
this is disgusting."
When Restivo is right, you know how bad an idea it is.
So then when he started poo-pooing, I was like, oh, by the way, the guy's also gay.
Nice. Okay. He's back then. So Baby Eaters, again, you have an unlimited budget.
Yes.
And this is the first thing you're doing, Baby Eater starring your brother.
Well, of course, because I already started it.
So. Okay, I got you. All right.
I have a quick question to interject here.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You mentioned Chris Restivo. Are you still doing a podcast with him?
No, he gave up after literally three. He had a stripper as a guest, and she was absolutely horrible.
Wow, that's weird. Usually
shocker.
She almost destroyed the
show. Were you on the show?
Yes,
too?
I was. Yes.
Okay, now.
I was the co-host.
I'd like to hear that. Is that out?
He only has one up.
Okay. Can we get that?
He only had the energy to do three. And only the energy to put
the
up.
The second episode didn't even make it either. So,
well, wow. Who has it? Who has the audio?
It's up on the web. You can look it up. I can send you a link.
I think our fans, our people in chat, would like to hear
we need
the stripper just chew the fat.
Can you get that audio for us, Jeremy?
Yes.
Do you think?
I will send you a link.
Okay, well done. Now, do you? You literally had a conversation, and he said, "We can't air this. It was bad." Or you're editorializing.
We realized that it was a train wreck.
Okay,
so, and I think he just gave up because he was bored with it. So,
well, he's very busy, launching a third clothing line.
He's at the plant making sure quality control
exactly.
And all the t-shirts.
Exactly.
Yes. So, yes.
He doesn't have a forklift operator license.
No. He's jobless. So.
Would
Except
you,
for the internet and the stock market.
In terms of everything you've done creatively in your life, where does being the co-host of the Chris Restivo show rank?
Well, sometimes when I'm late at night and I just kind of barely put that gun barrel in my mouth and think, gosh, why did I do the Chris Restivo show?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Is that on your resume?
No.
That's on both his 9-to-5 job and his acting.
I remember my wife haranguing me like, "Why are you going over there? He's such a fucking loser." I'm like, "No."
How does she know about Chris Receiver? What is her knowledge of it?
I tell my wife a lot. So
too much.
So.
What is okay? Does she know that you're here tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
She might even be listening.
Does she know you're getting paid?
No, don't tell her I got paid. Jeez.
I thought maybe you had to tell her that to be able to do it.
Now she's not going to give me a little bit more money for my phone that I need.
Now, how did she learn about Restivo? Like from Coco Lane?
From me.
Okay. Because let's go back.
She might have met him at Coco. No, she never went to Coco. Never mind.
Because when I first started going to Coco Lane, I didn't really know Eric, but I had an open mic that I ran myself on Wednesday night at the Potomac Grill in Rockville. That's where I met Danny Charnley and Dylan Meyer, rest in peace, Benji Himmelfarb, a lot of cool people. And then I knew Eric had an open mic in Ellicott City, which is where I lived, but it was also Wednesday night. So
it was a good room, wasn't it?
It was a good room. So I might have done it once or twice whenever we weren't doing my show for whatever reason. But then when my room stopped, I was like, all right, I would love to just do this every week. It's 5 minutes from my house.
When I learned how big you were and actually doing Coco Lane, I was like, this is awesome.
Really? What'd you learn?
The fact that it was just good to have a big name like you coming here.
No, it was an awesome crowd. Eric did a great job. But you had a little following because you would be a character, Vietnam Tom. Tell us about that comedy character.
One day in my brother's basement, I just started doing the voice, and he thought it was great, so he kept me going. And then I tried to actually dress up with a hat and the costume, and of course, the voice was the tantamount. I started doing makeup to try to make myself look old.
Right.
I didn't take it to the utmost. I finally got a fake mask to really make myself look like an old person. I've never used it. But more than that was, it's a total ripoff of the actual Vietnam Tom who beat up the guy on the bus.
Oh, and dark.
The guy went back to the back of the bus after getting the shit kicked out. It's like, somebody better call the ambulance.
Okay. Sorry I asked that question. So,
well, so, he's a classic you know,
15
minute fame guy who's like, I was trying to go to the hospital and this guy messed with me. My mom just died. So.
Did you do well as your Vietnam Tom character?
The kids seemed to like it.
Those Coco Lane kids love Vietnam references.
I think my height of Vietnam Tom was definitely doing Magoobies, where I actually came up on stage with fake arm brace thing.
Yes.
And I tripped on the stage, and Unger.
I do remember that.
Unger thought that I was really.
I do remember that. Andrew, the owner,
tried to help me. Like, what's wrong with this old man?
I do remember that. That was good.
I have a question about Vietnam Tom. Did you wear like uniform? Did you like wear old fatigues?
No, I was trying to look like an old country bumpkin, and most of my character was being somebody from West Virginia who grew up in a shack and wasn't allowed to wear clothing until the age of 12, so.
But you had some sort of USA flag pen or something on you or hat. You had something that showed some patriotism, right?
Right, right. Yeah. So
I just didn't want you to be accused of stolen valor.
Right.
Well, it's all stolen from the guy from Vietnam who actually beat up a guy on a bus, so.
Yeah, we wouldn't want anything to ruin your perfect reputation.
Exactly.
But he just wore a blue T-shirt, and he was old with a big white beard, so.
If you had to do a comedy contest, Vietnam Tom versus Chris Restivo, how confident are you?
It's a hard thing. I mean, if it was either me or Tom Myers, maybe.
No, you versus Restivo.
I think I could win.
Okay. All right, well. You know, we've talked about a Rob and Joe show, live show, and maybe Vietnam Tom can do some comedy. But it's up to Robbie. He's the producer.
I don't make gay jokes, so I think I could win.
That's probably good. All right.
Does he have any more other great movie ideas that he's...
Well, it's good. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll learn maybe about the sequel to Baby Eater. Rob and Jeremy show. Be right back.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Sunday, August 1st at the Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Robin Joe Show.
So you've got $1 billion, and the first thing you do with it is you make a movie called Baby Eater about a guy who sells babies at a food stand. Barbecue, sorry.
Baby back ribs.
Baby back ribs, sorry. Starring your brother, Eric Woodworth. That's you come out of the gate with that. What's number two on your billionaire movie bucket list?
I really want to make Glory Days.
Bruce Springsteen song or the sports bar?
Well, then I can afford the Bruce Springsteen song for that. But it's pretty much an old guy that works at a gas station. And whenever he gives the keys to guys, they go into the bathroom to use the glory hole in his bathroom. So one night he's like in the bathroom and he like falls asleep on the John. And all of a sudden a dick touches his face while he's asleep. So he ends up cutting the guy's dick off and ends up doing it over and over again. So.
Okay.
So that's pretty much the premise.
It's not bad.
Who doesn't want to see dicks come?
No, I think I agree. Who plays the lead in that?
I definitely want the guy from A Quiet Place if I could afford him.
John Krasinski?
No. I'm sorry. Don't Breathe. Don't Breathe. That creepy old guy.
I don't know who that is.
He's also the guy that tried to run through the wall in Men Who Stare at Goats.
Robbie, do you know who he's talking about?
I do.
Stephen Lang.
Yes, I do know the Don't Breathe. I know that one.
Okay, so
I'm not a
so
rapist.
That's a real actor.
Was he blind in that movie?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I know the guy you're talking about.
Okay.
The sequel's coming out. Well, he's got a daughter.
No. Okay. What happens? Again, I don't know. I
he finally got a daughter. All
right. By the way, Jeremy's also drinking V8 energy drink, sparkling energy black cherry.
Is there vodka in that?
No, but he's had plenty of alcohol.
35 juice.
Yeah. So, okay. So the guy, he cuts off, he passes out in the John.
Yes.
In the gas station bathroom.
Yes.
And he wakes up, there's a dick through this hole.
Against his face.
And he has a knife at the ready, and he just
of
cuts
course,
it off.
Okay. Because, you know, he's an old guy.
What does the guy do with his dick cut off? He runs away, or he just bleeds out and dies?
Well, that'd be, I should keep it a secret because that's a giveaway at the end. Because
oh, there's a reveal. I think it's okay to tell us.
Well, since it'll probably never get made, I'll probably.
Probably, you're right.
He gets killed by dickless zombies.
Ooh.
No.
But that sounds like a Jeremy idea.
That's good.
No, the shocker ending is when you see all the dicks on the hot dog roller for the hot dogs. So,
again, with another food stand.
Yeah. I just wrote a better ending.
Well, I will pay you for, you know, co-writer, Robbie. I mean, you sound like you got the talent.
So, did these guys die? Because I feel like you get some bad publicity from this gas station. They have some bad Yelp reviews.
Well, he's helping maintain, you know.
Okay.
Whether he's the owner or just works there, so.
I do love if you can get Springsteen to sign off. Yeah. How much do you think it would take? This is the idea. You pitch it to Bruce Springsteen. I want to use your song, Glory Days. This is the movie.
I think if I just pay him off with seed and feed for his farm in New Jersey, that's going to buy him off. So.
I mean, he's a farmer. The real answer is there's no amount of money, right, Robbie?
Well, that's assuming he still owns all his own publishing, which I think he does. Then you... Because, yes, you have to get the artist's permission to use it, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, you'd have to, like, do something like that would... You know, cure a cancer or something.
Well, you know, I'll have to do a crappy, my own version of Glory Days otherwise. Glory Days.
Do you do any covers?
Yes.
What's your go-to cover?
Let's see. Covers. probably Food by Fuel by Metallica. Give me food, give me fries, give me double apple pies.
Food by Fuel by Metallica.
Yes, it's okay. A cover. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I got that.
That's my brother wrote that.
All right. So your first movie is about a guy at a barbecue stand that's selling dead babies. And the second one is a guy who cuts off dicks and sells them in hot dogs.
Glory Days.
Okay. Yeah. You should not own a restaurant. What's movie number three?
You put me on the spot. It's been a while. Let's just move on. Don't put me on the spot like that. These are two ones that have been on my focal point because they're the
all
easiest
right.
to make with the lowest amount of budget.
If you could cast the guys in the Glory Days who get their dicks cut off, who of people you know, who would it be?
Well, they have to be good-looking guys.
Are you trying to say me, Robbie, and Joe aren't?
No,
gonna...
you're too old. So.
Okay, Restivo.
I mean, you got talent, but.
Justin Schlegel is handsome.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
So he's getting his dick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to see his dick cut off.
That's good casting. Okay.
No, he's got that good beard, that manly beard.
It's gorgeous. So, absolutely.
I've actually wanted him to be in Baby Eater as a transvestite. Not a transsexual, but a transvestite.
I'm sure he'll do it.
I really wish if I could only pay him. I really want him to do a kissing scene with a dude. So.
Okay. Well, you actually hung out with Justin this past weekend.
Yes, at the Mahoning Drive-In up in Pennsylvania.
You hung out with Joe Robinson, Eric.
I like to say I hung out because I was there and actually near him.
Well,
so.
You were in a car together, right?
No, he drove. He drove separately.
Okay, but when you were watching this movie at the drive-in, you were sitting on lounge chairs?
Yes,
okay.
I was literally behind Joe and Justin. Well, we watched this horrible indie film.
So. All right. But it was supposed to be horrible. That's what makes it good?
No, it was supposed to be a good film. It's the best of indie for this
okay.
competition. It was actually a competition.
All right. So the people that were there to see it were actually interested in the movie. And you
supposedly.
And you were there to shit on it.
We did.
By you, I mean everyone in your group, basically.
Exactly.
All right.
Because we have standards.
Gotcha.
I mean, Justin likes good movies, and he's very opinionated because he's usually right. Let's just say after like 5-10 minutes, we just started going off.
going off.
Going off on the movie, making fun of it, doing MST3K as
hilarious.
Any
Mystery good, Science Theater 3000.
Any good Minnesotan descendant does who moved to Maryland.
Minnesota.
Yes, Minnesotans. That's where MST is also.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
all
right. So Joe hears every joke. He's right behind me. He hears everything. And Justin's like, okay. And I'm trying to make the best jokes I can. Finally, there's these two hillbillies in the film, and the woman is making a breakfast for them.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I said, damn, girl, you sure do know how to make the best Pop-Tarts. And I see Justin completely doubled over laughing. I was like, yes, home run.
That made you feel good.
That made me feel damn good.
Of all the people in our circle that you want to impress, is he number one?
I'm almost stalker status for Jay.
Oh, I know. I believe you are.
Yes.
Hasn't there been a situation where you would try to get into the radio station and it was...
Maybe.
You were told...
Maybe
you
I was
couldn't
outside
get in.
The radio station in the full clown outfit for Scott's birthday.
Okay. And this was just on your own doing. No one prompted you.
Well, I really should have done it for Josh's birthday,
because
it was Scott. Scott was uncool with it. And he's like, what the hell are you doing here? Because he's not the coolest.
Well, know. I mean, it's a weird
right
way to make it that makes sense.
And I wouldn't have taken much time. I had free DVDs to give out for my movie and everything.
You wanted to promote your movie.
For whatever it's worth, right. Not like he's gonna make.
How can people see this movie now?
It's online at Dr. Lawrence's Institute online. So
that seems hard to get to.
Tell me about it.
Why isn't it on YouTube or something?
Like there's trailers for it.
Okay,
it might take you to the actual place where they're sold on.
Is there a JeremyWoodworth.com?
No.
You're worse than Chris Restivo.
I don't even have a five-plated clothing.
All right, because somebody bought his URL. I don't know who.
Yeah, I've heard fiveplatedclothing.com is a really good site to go to.
It's a very good site.
They sell lots of good t-shirts.
Robbie, anybody on chat have any questions for Jeremy?
No question.
Or comments.
But Benchwarmer seems to think, he said, I wish Jeremy got the Delta strain.
I like that people want me to die.
Now
you don't necessarily die if you get it.
Well, didn't you already survive?
I did survive the COVID, but yeah. I made a song about me dying because you guys thought I might die.
That's true. So, yes.
Hard to believe.
Now, speaking of songs, you have a song entitled Robbie's Dong.
Yes.
Now, did you spell Robbie's name wrong on purpose, or you just don't know how to spell it?
I don't know how to spell it.
It's a Y, not an IE.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Now,
I apologize straight to Robbie for that.
Okay. Robbie, do you want to start playing?
I have more of a problem with the whole idea of the song than I do with him spelling my name wrong.
Do you want to get into that now or play it first?
Yeah, we better play it first.
Can we ask what Robbie's most unfavorite Eagles song is?
Well, we'll get to that.
All right.
Almost sounds like an Eagles song.
Thank you.
1 minute left.
It is three times too long.
Is it over yet?
Chad is not liking it, Jeremy.
This sucks. Thank you for hating
Robbie's that. Dong. Yeah, you know what, Jeremy? You've been on a real run. And I guess, you know, you have a 3-4 straight bangers, you're gonna have a letdown. They all can't be insurance, man.
Not every song can be like, I'm freaking Madonna.
You are not freaking Madonna. That is true. Robbie, I know you have an obvious bone to pick. What is it?
Okay. So, Jeremy, your whole premise of the song is incorrect. I don't hate the Eagles. I love the Eagles.
Yeah.
What?
No. He hates Big Lebowski because Lebowski in the movie, in the cab,
the Eagles
is playing. He says, turn it off. The Eagles suck. So that's why Robbie doesn't like, there's other reasons, but that's the running joke.
So the angle would have been, hey, I'm going to ruin an Eagles song for you, Robbie.
Yeah.
So you don't hate the Eagles.
He loves the Eagles.
I love the Eagles.
Oh.
You're the exact opposite.
Yes.
Well, I was told wrong then.
Who would tell you that?
I think Joe told me that he hates the Eagles. My brother said you hate the Eagles.
I think he was fucking with you.
Yes, I think that Eric was definitely fucking with you.
Oh, okay. Well, the joke's
touché,
on me.
Touché, Eric.
So I that's not. But the reason I did hate the song is because that's a great song that Glenn Frey sings. My favorite.
Peaceful. Easy feeling.
And you just destroyed it. I mean, that was the...
And then before the show, you said that's the worst Eagles song that was a hit.
And I happen to love that song. But,
I like
you know.
It. Do you like the Eagles, Jeremy?
I'm a semi-fan. I used to be more, but I really like Hotel California Backwards.
Never heard of it.
Have you ever heard it backwards?
No, I haven't. Why would I do that?
You don't know what it says?
Go ahead.
It's something like...
Is it something about rape?
Is it something about a glory hole and a dick being cut off and then served at the buffet?
It's during the in-between part when it gets really quiet and it's just Don Henley singing and he's singing about Satan in a shed or something. It's on
All
YouTube.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, now I'm... I feel like this will hurt you in the Mac Bergson, Robin Joe show rankings. I mean, this is... You know, you had to list five facts about each of us. You're going to say Robbie loves the Eagles, right? Robbie, that would be one of the go-tos, correct?
Yeah.
You'd say Robbie gets has a lot of girlfriends, gets back on the horse again quickly.
Buffy is asking loves me the to Eagles. Sing Free Fallen.
I'm starting to question, do you even know anything about the show at all? Like, is Tawanda white or black? I mean, do you even know these things?
I think there's this reoccurring character named Grandma on the show all the time. So
touche.
Yeah. So, by the way, my old girlfriend, we had a singer in our band 25 years ago that couldn't sing, and whenever he sang the song "Free Fallen" by Tom Petty, he was always off key. He was like, "And I'm free falling."
It's weird that you'd be in a band with bad music. Yes. That's hard to believe.
Well, he could write, but he couldn't sing worth a shit. So
this is the girlfriend that's in chat?
Yeah, it's Buffy from Rock 103.
I'd like for her to weigh in on this.
Well, she has been.
What did you do in the band?
I played bass.
So okay.
Hard to believe.
Did you write songs?
Oh, yeah. I should have brought a cassette for you. We have our music cassette.
Yes, we could have played it.
Do you have a cassette
player? Yeah, we have it right there at the ready.
We have a lot of people in chat tonight that I don't recognize. It must be Jeremy fans.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize to Benchwarmer for having to hear that. So
I mean, you know, it wasn't your best work.
No.
Right. But what is your the Mount Rushmore of Jeremy, Rob, and Joe show theme songs?
I like to think When You Go White, You Stay Tight.
Yes. Insurance Man.
What was Gramps' song? Well, Lust and
Lubricant
Passion.
And Lotion.
Lubricant and which lotion. Gramps mentioned tonight.
Yes. And he said I had to play it live.
Yes. He wants. Well, we can play it after the show in the living room. You guys can just hang out, watch a little Family Feud, jam out to Lubricant and Lotion.
I can't remember a word of that. I had to read it when I saw it.
He doesn't know the words. You're fine.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You could just say Lubricant and Lotion. Everything else doesn't matter.
So I should just play Purple Rain.
There you go. He doesn't know what that is. Yeah.
There's the Happy Anniversary song.
Yes.
There's the Jaws Puzzle song.
Well, Joe shitting his pants.
Yes.
The Long Walk, is that what that's called?
Long Walk Through Kohl's, yeah.
That Long Walk Through Kohl's is one of my favorites.
That's the one Joe likes, I think, the favorite.
I think they're listening to it right now in Ocean City.
Sometimes in life, you take chances.
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough. That's enough.
That's how the much quest, Robbie can handle.
The Quest, Balls, and the Purple Power Hour theme.
Yes.
Restivo Not Gay.
Y'all, that's good. Restivo Not Gay is great.
Yeah.
If we do the Purple Power Hour again, will you be writing us?
I have a backup, yes.
I don't like the term backup. I want to hear
it's called
new
part
and improved.
Two.
Part two.
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess I'll give it away just in case it never happens.
Yes, it's possible.
It sounds very similar, except a lot more guitar. And when it comes to the Purple Power Hour, when I'm not singing that part, I have Christopher Walken from the James Bond movies going, more power!
From A View to a Kill.
Yes.
Yes. Is that, are we allowed to do that, Robbie?
Yes.
Is that going to be publishing rights?
I don't think there's a problem.
It's just a soundbite of
it's
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, it's just
anyway.
A clip.
I mean, it fits with the theme of the Ravens, Christopher Walken, James Bond.
I think the first song Jeremy sent us was something about Rudolph the Nazi.
Well, speaking of Rudolph.
Rudolph Hess.
Yeah, we're writing a new Christmas murder mystery, Murder on 34th Street. I would like to talk about this because in our Halloween whodunit, the shirt you're wearing right now, murder mystery, we asked you a few times just to show up and just be the clown and just be ominous and dark and creepy. And I feel like we gave you the job you couldn't fail at, and yet you failed.
Yeah, I missed the understanding of when the actual date was, and then I found out too late, so I fucked up. And I didn't
but also, you would be chit-chatting with the... We wanted you to never speak, because that's... First of all, two reasons. You might say something horrible, and it reflects poorly on us. But also, it's scarier if you never talk, right, Robbie?
Yes, you just wander around slowly among the audience members.
Yes.
That was the idea, with your balloons.
And
if you had told me not to, I would have.
I feel like you should have just got that. And we did tell you. I think it was super clear. Like, if you can't do that, what can you do, Jeremy? I felt like we said to a porn star, have sex. And she's like, I can't do that. I mean, it's
the funniest thing Jeremy ever did, in my opinion, was in the murder mystery. When he was substituting for Eric in Halloween Whodunit.
Yes.
And he came out.
Not as the clown. Yes.
And he came out with the horse head. I did laugh.
I thought you came out as the horse head just as an audience member that just walked on stage. As we were dancing to. I thought that was Sing for Your Life. I feel like you just.
Oh, he may have done that in Sing for Your Life. Okay. But he actually he actually had to substitute for Eric on a Halloween show because Eric spends Halloween with his kids. He substituted at the Annapolis Rams head for Eric, and he came out with a Spider-Man outfit and a horse head. I'm pretty sure.
And I didn't get Thriller right exactly.
Yeah, you botched that. So, I mean, look, Do we pay you for that? Because I feel like I feel like we've paid you for murder mysteries, for being the clown, for being on Rob and Joe show.
You're the closest thing to actually getting paid for comedy that I've ever had.
We, between you and Chris Restivo, we've kept your entertainment careers alive. Do you get paid to be in the clown movie with versus Candyman?
Yes, not much, but yes.
Okay. All right. Don't just easy on the details. We're gonna me and Rob are gonna guess. How many days shooting did this movie take?
The Killer Clown was at least a week worth of actual shooting.
Were you out of town?
Out of town in Jersey.
Okay.
It was
did
like
they put
at least
you up?
2 weekends.
They put you up?
They put us up in a nice hotel.
So you're put up for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're working a normal day of shooting.
Yeah, which was usually about 10 hours.
And don't answer, but you know how much you got paid.
Yes.
Okay, Robbie, let's take a guess.
$750.
This is 2 weeks. Well, that's a hint. I think you got $100 a week. You got $200.
Probably $100 a day. So, yeah.
Oh, well, that's
I'm close.
$1,000.
Well, I should say 5 days versus 7 whole days. You know, working days.
Well, 2 weeks times 2 times 5 is 10. I mean, you laughed at Robbie's
so
700.
That'd be like 500 maybe.
Total.
Total. Yeah.
So Robbie was close.
Yeah.
Wait, what, really?
No, okay. I knew another clown who worked.
I knew another clown
who worked Field of Screams. He's like, they're only paying me like $350 a day. I'm like, $350 a day? You're so fucking spoiled. Oh,
wait a minute.
Gosh.
That's what he gets to do the horror haunted house field thing?
No, he didn't get anything for the. For
what's
the
field of Screams?
That's one of the biggest. Biggest scare places on the Eastern Coast because they advertise it every
right. It's a haunted house thing.
Yeah, he's been doing it forever, but he did a small movie.
Did you just refer to it as the Eastern Coast?
Yes, the Eastern.
Most people
coast.
Say East Coast,
Eastern Shore, East Coast.
I call it the Eastern Coast.
Have you applied to do one of those scary Halloween things?
No, not unless
that's against you artistically. You're against.
I hate to say I tried to get in with Kim's Crypt and she wasn't paying anything. Right. She might be paying something now, and I was like, no.
Well, you have to legally pay something.
Well, not everybody.
It's a job.
Right. So not all these places pay anything.
All right.
I know another guy who worked another one. He didn't get paid anything either.
Why don't you just? Would you do this? You just show up, and we'll pay you out of our own pocket to just scare people?
Where? Who?
Well, we'll go next year. We'll go this year.
To where?
To one of these Halloween field haunted house things.
Hell yeah, I do.
You just act like you work there.
Yeah.
No one's going to know.
Yeah, I'll do.
They're going to think, I guess, they hired that guy.
Yeah, I'd go to the Field of Screams. That's a humongous place.
All right. Where's that?
I
Eastern Coast?
It's in Pennsylvania. Almost all of them are in Pennsylvania.
Ah,
so.
I love the Pennsylvania.
There's a couple in Jersey too. So,
all right, I think we're almost done here. Robbie,
I forgot about the song "Balls."
Oh, yeah. Are you going to put out an album?
Of just Rob and Joe?
Yeah.
I know I have enough content.
100%.
I would love to put it out, and you know, I do probably almost everything except the Lust and Lotion.
All right.
Because that's Mark Ramps.
Sure.
I'll give my
lubricant and lotion.
I'll give my tiny shout out right now for ReverbNation.com/Jeremy Woodworth. I have 2 songs there for free.
Okay, nice.
So,
are you going to get on Cameo?
I tried. They never answered back. And I hate to say I'm more popular than this one other cosplay guy, which I won't mention because he's a real dick.
No, you'd probably do better than I would.
No, but
you have cult fans.
Number one, you're on 98 Rock.
Wow.
You and Joe are
hopefully
are,
more.
You
coming up.
You and Joe are groomed to take over a certain person if he ever leaves. So,
who are we groomed to take over for?
I'm not going to mention.
Who do you think?
I'm not going to cause the division.
Right. So, okay,
it's fair because enough. You guys are doing good, and I won't fuck with it.
Mickey Coachella, he's already gone.
Yes. Take over for Matt Davis.
All right, Robbie. Any last things?
I did feel a little douchey.
Hey,
I got one more.
Okay,
that's appropriate.
Yeah. I'm going to kill and rape you. All right.
That's a song?
For our Winchester fans, the early show at the Bright Box on July 31st is essentially sold out. I believe there's 3 tickets left.
Yes.
So jump on that late show. That's a Saturday night, the final rose. And then the very next night, we're in Annapolis at the Ramshead, right in beautiful downtown Annapolis, Maryland. Again, the final rose. Tickets, we're moving. We'd like to get, just push it a little bit. Get on that, local people. Annapolis, Sunday night, 7 p.m. You get home, you're done. It's not a light night. It's awesome time. And then Thursday, August 5th, back at Magoobie's Joke House, where it all started, our 90s show, 90s Nostalgia, the show that we sold out the Special Olympics Maryland thing with 98 Rock. It's an awesome show.
One of my favorites.
One of your favorites. A real testament to the talents of one Tommy Cimbazzo and Eric Woodworth. They really shine in that show. It's a good show. Great music. Fun nostalgia show. Magoobie's August 5th. So check it out. DieLaughingProductions.com. Jeremy, thank you for joining us. I know you had a lot of other options you could have done tonight. Monday night options.
I had to be with my wife.
Yes. When is your anniversary, your 10-year?
I think it's the 28th. Or the 24th of
this month?
This month, yes.
Oh.
Which I thought was last month.
All right.
June and July look a lot the same.
Okay. Will you, right now, what's your working plan to sell it? Because 10 years is a pretty big milestone.
We already went out to dinner for it like a month ago.
Okay, no, you have to on the date literally do something, Jeremy.
Get down on my knees and just thank her for not
okay.
killing me and Jeremy. Smothering me with a pillow.
Okay, I'm gonna state the obvious here. Why don't you write her a song?
Okay, I'll write another song.
Okay,
because that'll take me at least a half hour.
I mean, you'll write a song for Joe shitting his pants. You won't write a song for your wife's. You write a song for Joe's anniversary, but not yours.
Well, look, priorities, you know.
I understand. Fair enough. Will you buy her
something? She never shits her pants.
Flowers? Chocolate?
I can't afford flowers or chocolate.
Well, you can steal flowers.
I better start stealing something for her.
All right.
No, so she's happy that I actually try to get a job. And, the last time her mother was at our house, she was literally almost really hating on me for not trying enough to get a job.
That's weird.
So, Rob, Jeremy literally got married just a few weeks after we started the Rob and Joe Show. So my question is this. What will last longer, the Rob and Joe Show or Jeremy's marriage?
The question is, who will live longer?
All right. That's our poll question. We're going to take that into next week. But real quick, oh, man, I feel like both are barely hanging on, if we're being honest. I mean, Robbie, Joe, and I still get along really well. So there's that. Right, Robbie? We don't have that as an issue.
Oh, yeah, we're not fighting.
No.
Anymore.
No. We actually probably, on our peaks of getting along, we're at a good spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably less motivated to do a show.
That's the problem.
Yes, but we're still able to do it.
Plus, you're doing the Purple Power Hour.
That's true. But, I mean,
Jeremy can't get his shit together for the 10-year anniversary.
Right. I'm sure of all the people that want out of this, between me, Joe, and Robbie for our podcast, between Jeremy and his wife for their marriage, I believe Jeremy's wife
she's
is the
number one.
Yeah, she's the number one seat, clearly.
You know, I didn't marry a gold digger, and I'm just happy I barely married a copper digger. So.
Copper digger.
Copper digger.
There's your show title.
Is that your show title?
There it is.
Aluminum digger.
All right.
I still like Dark Turn.
Dark Turn. We'll see. Hey, thank you, Jeremy. Happy 10-year anniversary. We want to thank you to our fans, our patrons, everyone that shows up in chat every week, of course.
The Miller guys.
Yes. Who?
The mother, the father and son.
Oh,
the
yes.
Millers.
Oh, I thought you meant Miller beer. I was like, what are you talking about? Yes, of course. Steve Drew Miller, Benchwarmer, Mac Bergson, Scott Bergson. Remember when Scott Bergson lent me his a DVD of Blazing Saddles like 8 years ago and I still haven't watched it? Yeah, I'm a horrible person. But thank you to the Merle Rogers. Thank you to the Michael Mara Show for launching our new fans. The Taylor Jenkins, Allison J. I mean, Chris Restivo, everyone that's been made this 10 years. Mike Chamberlain.
Veronica Belmont.
Yes, Dr. Donna.
Happy birthday, Veronica.
Thank you, Michael Mara from Harry Potter.
And there you have it.
I was really hoping Justin Jones might be listening, and obviously Buffy, who mentioned my old band, and maybe even Todd Atkins, if he was listening. Hopefully.
All right. We'll end it on a reference nobody gets. Okay.
Antoine Dodson.
Antoine Dodson. There we go. See ya.
Who did that at the end?
Probably.
It's hot in here. It's
it
like
is
90
here.
Something. I'm
Forgot sweating. To mention Jay Helcovan.
Sweating like balls.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.